How does a barrier to belief become a bridge to the gospel? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan. I'm John Kager. Alec, this week we're returning to C.S. Lewis's classic Mere Christianity. What a book.
John, in the second section of this book, Lewis draws a line between theists and atheists, those who believe God exists and those who believe God does not exist. But then he draws another line between Christian theists and pantheists. Christian theists believe the universe was made by God, a divine being who is independent of the universe. Mm-hmm. Pantheists believe the universe is God, a divine essence permeates everything.
And pantheism contradicts the Bible's teaching that God is personal.
The Bible says our personality reflects the fact we've been made in God's image. And Lewis highlights this is one of the problems of pantheism. When it comes to good and evil, if the universe is God, God permeates everything, then good and evil are part of the divine essence.
You mean if God is all and all is God, then God is both good and evil?
According to pantheism, there is no absolute good and evil. Good and evil are just words that reflect your perspective. This was one of the things that pushed Lewis away from pantheism toward Christianity. He said, "My argument against God was that the universe seemed cruel and unjust, but how had I got this idea of just and unjust? A man does not call a line crooked unless he has some idea of a straight line." Lewis saw the bankruptcy of atheism. He understood the contradiction of pantheism, and what was a barrier to belief, the problem of evil, became a bridge to the gospel.
Reason Why with Alec McClellan. It's ultimate truth for ordinary people. More at reasonwhy.org. That's reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.